I'm going to Iker V'Tafel. So, the first time I get Iker V'Tafel is the Chinim discuss. What's Pshad Iker? Pshad Iker, you only need a bracha on the Tafel. Is the Pshad is that the Tafel is patterned by the bracha of the Iker? Or the Pshad is that when you have Iker Tafel, the Pshad is that the Tafel is not Machayev. There is no Machayev for a bracha. Or be an Akhmina. Akhmina is the Mashal if you're not making a bracha on Iker or something. Let's say bracha Chorinah. So let's say you made a bracha in the Iker, patted the tafel and bracha Rishayna. We had pachas mikshir of the Iker, and you had a shir of the tafel. So the pshat is the tafel is like not chayiv a bracha; it's like non-existent. So the pshat is that it's not going to go into chayiv a bracha. But the pshat is that the tafel is something which is yes, chayiv a bracha, nervous because patted by the Iker, in as much as the Iker is not making a bracha. So you have to make a bracha on the tafel. So, I mean, these ones being a raya, but this kind of tafel works also when the Gemara says it works by pass. You have like Dag Maliach, you have pass, so the pass is not Mechayev, it's not Mechayev Birchas Hamazon. Now, if the pshat is that the Iker patches the tafel, as the pshat is a bracha on the Iker patches the tafel, so then how's it work on pass? You made a bracha on some shakal, and you get a pat to the pass. Bracha is a darbanan, and pass is a raisa. So, how could it come along that they want to go out and put the devices? Something which should be impossible. Because it wasn't, yeah, how to put it wasn't. Because it's under our buttons. What about making it? How's it going to put the devices? How am I going to set it up? When something is a tough one, it's just going to be chayv a bracha. So, I'm going to have these ones to bring right. The tikha is, you know, is the most of the mahalach are going to go now like that. The more accepted mahalach, I guess, is more now like that. The pshat ikar tafel is, pshat is that the ikar pat is the tafel. I mean, the chaznish is medayik. That Taisa says if you do a shini makam, the mashal. Make a bracha on the ikar, then you do a shini makam for you eat the tafel. So Taisa says that to make a bracha, or you besiach das. So if the pshat is the tafel is not mechayv a bracha, so what's the chilek of the shini makam? If the pshat is the ikar pat is the tafel, so you can understand the pshat is that the ikar go in and pat is the tafel. But the pshat is that makes a it's not mechayev a bracha, so why should shini makom go be mechayev a bracha? Bracha rishayna, bracha rishayna. You made a bracha on the ikar and pat the tafel, and then you were nimelach. You changed your mind. Oh, you had a shini makom. So it's more enticing to say you have to make another bracha. So if the pshat is a pat, is it an sin? Now I made a chidim, so it's a pat. If the pshat is not mechayev, so why should mechayev? The lashon also koshim with ikar or poiter as a tefila. The lashon sas is mashma. It's a poiter, not the pshat. That's not a mechayev. So maybe I have to do a sedeshin if you have the tafel first. So what bracha do you make? So it's a sedeshin. The tafel is for the ikar. You make a bracha on the tafel shahakal. So if the sort of ikar patin tafel pshat is that the tafel is not mechayev a bracha, so why if you have it first is mechayev shahakal? This is a tefil is like a achila. Someone which is tafel like a achila then this can be mechayev. So why to make a shahakal? If the pshat is the ikar pat is the tafel, then you can understand. Only pat is if the bracha was on the ikar pat is the tafel. If it's no bracha on the ikar, so then the tefil alone would be asked to be mechayev a bracha. So how do you answer the slach? So the avinu is raya. So the chayav they say about it is that which is just tzvi is chayav and raya. So it's only when it's betor meichel when you have it tzaitik through something else. So then that's not a chatav a savata. That's going to be chayav a because Moses is about it. That's not as a achila, which is mechayev a that's not the achila, which is mechayev a pikas hamazon. Yeah, so the machal ma'is the place with more nem on that side. The ikar pat is the tafel, and therefore then it's the gibra kachrina. That if you have a half a gzayis worth of the ikar and a gzayis worth of the tafel, so if not, you yes make a bracha kachrina. Fine. So I'm gonna get at some concept of ikar and tafel. There are a lot of different types of like situations we have ikar and tafel. Different types of like categories of ikar and tafel, which are the magdar what they are. There's one type of ikar and tafel in the case of the Gemara. That the whole achila is because of the other thing. Eating dog maliach, and you eat a little pass in order to mazik you, in order to burn you. I guess to put it in more in our terminology, you're taking whiskey, and like, you know, burns and hurts, they take something else just to help you get it down. So if the whole other achila is kokulei tafel, it's only eating because of that, and therefore you would not make a bracha on the tafel. Or we example, let's say you make brachas on medicine. So you make a bracha on the medicine, And let's say the thing you're taking to get out the medicine be a different bracha. So you're just eating it because of the medicines. Therefore, that's one type of tafel. The whole achila is tafel to the thing, and that's why I'm eating it. There's another type of tafel where I'm one type of food, and the tafel is just giving like a certain geschmack to the food. For example, cherry on top of the cake. So you don't have to make eights on the cherry because it's just coming to give a geschmack to the cake. They first tafel to it. Granola in the yogurt. Or the ishami kugel, right? You have the little pickle on top of the ishami kugel. So you don't really want to... It's coming to give a little taste to the ishami kugel or what else. The on top of the fish. The fruit in the yogurt. So there also, that's another type of ikar tafel. The pshat is that the tafel is... it's coming to like give a little taste to the ikar, and if the ikar goes ahead and patters the tafel, which is different than the other one. The other one, pshat, is the whole chafsad achila was is because of this thing. Over here, it's just coming more to like enhance the other thing. I guess we might go like that. Then there's another type of ikar tafel in one meichel in terms of like ingredients. As you put into ingredients, you have like adama, you have eitz, and or you're making something, you have mezonos, alcohol, sugar. So what do you make a bracha on? You make a bracha on a thing which is ikar. Why have to make two different brachas? It's it works with the ikar metafel. You make a bracha on the ikar, whatever the ikar of the ingredients that you make a bracha on, and you go ahead and now pat to the tafel. What's the basic formula? The basic formula would be rave. That'd be one way to figure it out. Or you know, look at the main or the main ingredient, right? The most chashuv ingredient. Or by mezainis, kol sheyesh by, you know, mezain has a certain chashivas to it. And that goes ahead and gets the chashivas, and then it goes ahead. Even if it's not the main ingredient, we get some type of chashivas. The biggest chiddushik of tafel, I think, is when you have two foods, they're both independent foods, and like you're eating them together. Like you have a fruit cup, there's adama and eitz. So that's the meal, adama and eitz, it's two independent foods, so you're eating it together. So we say that it's guess one bracha. We have.
And in that case, we go basarayf.
So we'll get that second one like there is. You have meatballs and spaghetti, or schnitzel salad, or chicken salad. So the other side is you have two different machal, chicken and salad, but eating it together. So that also gets the din of ikar and tafel, even though maybe it's different than like the cherry on top of the cake. Pshad, the cake is the ikar, and the cherry is just coming to enhance it. Here, pshad is. It's sort of made it to one meichel, made a shtuf to mechal, or we're eating it together. Spaghetti and meatballs, you just happen to be eating it together, especially two different things. Since you're eating it together, it gets a din of one meichel, and you go ahead and ikar patas and tafel. Now, how do you mean magdur that? So the place is going to say, you go baser, if you're not doing mzainis, you go baser rave. Whatever is the rave, that makes the bracha. In other words, even though one is more chashiv, and even though one is the main thing, you still go baser rave. For example, you're having a steak salad. So the value of the steak compared to the salad is who knows how much. And the ikar chashivas is a steak. But being that the steak is batal not pashisha, but whatever it is, it's but you nicely go about the roiv, and nicely you make a bracha on adama. You can make a chicken salad. Right there, it's roiv salad. So if you can go about the salad, it's a din ikar, and you make a bracha on adama, and you would not make a bracha on the chicken. Even though the reason why you're eating is because of steak, the reason why you're eating chicken, but it's too... Chashuv of foods, which have purposes, they're both coming lespia, they're both coming to enhance the food. So the way is you go baser rife.
What does together mean? In one spoonful?
Also get that in a second, what together are there. Let's, what do you do if you have something, am I going too fast? But I think I see I'm on the same pace as typing, so I'm a little nervous. What do you do if you have something like a fruit cup? So you have 30%, let's say 40% apples, 30% bananas, and 30% pineapple. So the biggest representation is bananas, just 40%. But the brachas, if you split it down, there's 60% adama to eitz. So is that adama or eitz? You go basa the most in val food, or you go basa whichever one, Rav Bracha, or you go basa one which has the biggest. But I was going to say, the pshat is, you go basa Rav Bracha. Before the way the Havan is that the Havan Hosagi is, the pshat is that, that's why should you one thing? I mean, choose everything. Why should you one Bracha? Well, Elamai Chazal said, one Maichel, you want to give one Bracha. You need to give one Bracha. Sadi B'Kaveit, you go basa Rav of the Bracha. Whichever one has Rav Bracha, That's the mikveh, the bracha.
Like in salad, or the Rav Mishnah in salad, we put like different fruits in the salad, or different
so whatever.
The fruits would become it.
If it's rave. Not Roy Min. Sorry, I didn't say a word. Not 2-1. We're looking at 51% of the food which are eaten is at Adama or is it AIDS. That's what we're looking for. Whichever is Rave, not Roy Minim, like Rave, whatever. Which gets into the Bab and the Shaila, what do you do with sushi? So just remind me again, sushi has rice, then it has.
Nowadays, you can have a lot of things.
Like the three things are like this rice, there's like there's
seaweed and whatever and vegetables or
fish, right? Fish, okay. So you have three different brachas over there. None of them gets you to 50%. Does it say 40% rice, 35%, 20%, whatever it is, do whatever the numbers, but none of them have a there's no rei bracha in that situation. That's the Navi Shalvak, you have rei bracha, you make a bracha on the rave. If you don't have any rei brachas, the person say you make three brachas. You know, there's no, none of them is, no bracha gets overpowers the other one. And therefore you'd end up making three brachas in that situation, unless you have some type of rave. But,
Shmerms, you only go basar, right? Even if the ikrizach is the fish, like it's pasha, that's the ikrizach.
Yeah, even though that's your main reason why you're eating it, but the maisa is not rave. And the other things that they're also. It's not like a cherry on top of the, on top of the cake, which, it's part of the meichel thing. So the meichel over there, you would make it. Now, what's considered? How much is considered terubis? That's the beralacha over here. It discusses that how mixed up does it have to be. So the beralacha be'etzim holds that the brings in a chayav, the mesim mamash like smashed, and he says you want a chush chayadam, you should smash the pri, it should be mamash mixed in, and if it's in the big pieces, minker kach be'atzmai. So anachnami would be separate things, like have big pieces.
So leave it on spaghetti with.
Right, on second day in the chadam. Mishpul is not like that. Mishpul is like a dinner. That's totally in. If the basis of Lashon HaRosh, if you combine every single spoon, you get these two things together. That makes it Eker Tafel, and Eker would go ahead and pat the Tafel. So if, that's how Mishpul goes, or Shulchan goes. And therefore, there are some which are negative chayadam, but if you combine every single spoon, you have both. So then you make a bracha, then that makes a of a tafel, and that would go ahead and patra. So back to mikvahs and spaghetti. So mikvahs and spaghetti, so you have a different channel over there. There's mezainis. Mezainis is called shiyesh bai. Seems you have a small amount of mezainis, so therefore that's going to be considered chashivas, and you make a mezainis on the spaghetti.
But it would like to have to be that it's eaten together.
Yeah, it's eaten together, yeah. Chalant, so bracha make on chalant. So this saying it's close to HPI. There's a decent amount of barley in there, hopefully. Or keshka, you make a mezainis. Now, there are some chodesh like achrin want to say that no. The only time you make a bracha is if there's like ear of timing. If there's like the they affect each other, that they happen to be eating it together. Like they ask a certain gadol, like, or we're going to chant, he said, Thursday night, Friday night, Thursday night, he said, three brachas, Friday, three brachas, Friday night. Zonis. Kibshu is a chiddush. Kibshu, the pasha of is that you'd make some zonis. That's the pasha of the when you're dealing with kol sheyesh bai, when you're dealing with some zonis, black has a chashiva. So I'm confused why I'm speaking where because of the chazing in Chibarasa. But so if you go by ingredients, basically, something which is when they're all mixed in together. So then we said that if mezainis is there for taste, then it turns into mezainis. If it's just teladavik, just to hold the food together, then you would not make a bracha on mezainis. So for example, fish, meatballs, even though there is flour in there, but it's just teladavik, and therefore it'll be tafel, and you're not making mezainis. Whenever the mezainis is teladam, and achnami, that comes the ikar, and you make a bracha. So we said those kabukas, or those things are, those nuts with the crunch around it, those are going to be mezainis because the mezainis is elatam, and therefore I guess it didn't have a tam. Licorice is some type of vikuach, is elatam, is there elatavik. I think it's pretty more mukubal that's elatavik as opposed to being elatam. So that's all one type of a tafel. And so these, as a different type of a tafel, is you have things which are rikikin, makakas, so you run the rikikin takin. So Mechaber says that you don't make a bracha on the rikikin because it's tafel the makakas, because you only eat the you only become brokachas because it's gonna be tafel. So Mishpura sends the kusamachas. So basically, it comes like kusamachas like this: that if you have a food which is not baked together and not, and it's like you're making like some type of sandwich, for example. Let's say you have herring and crackers. So what bracha do you make? So it comes out in Kusamachas is that if you have two things which are won't cook together, or just happen to be eating together, if you want one, the other one's just coming to help the other one, and if not, it'd be tough. Well, you're having herring and the just is too hot, spicy or sweet, and just having the crackers to balance it out. And Echlami, you're not making bracha on the crackers. But if you want both of them, they're both ikker, they're both chashiv, then Echlami, he says you make a bracha on two of them. Therefore, like if herring, I mean, liver is like crackers. So what bracha do you make?
What if he wants both of them separately?
Because you want both, you want one. You know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to
and that's out. Different than meatballs and spaghetti? Well, why is it not the same thing that they're, he wants both? Each one is each one is complementing the other. He doesn't want, he's not going to get full on meatballs, so he's looking for a nice thing to complement and he gets spaghetti and vice versa.
It's not coming to laface. They're not coming to laface each other. You know, do you want to have two of them? You're just eating them both together. That's the chilek. Because you have two things which are not baked together, so that's a separate mechalim. So now, if I'm eating them together and I want them to give a taste to each other, let's say, but the meatballs and spaghetti, that's what I'm trying to do, right? I want to give spaghetti a meatball taste, and meatball is trying to do it. So there we say that you're going to go buster one of them, and the other one's going to patter it. But shaking, let's say you just have like a ice cream sandwich. Like ice cream, like sandwich on both of them, you know, they're both good. So over here, we can say it's going to be two brachas. So we know an example of that.
That's la halacha, like he buys an ice cream sandwich.
Fine, and then the Ramah discusses if you have the, let's eat the tuffle first. For example, that was the case okay before. Because you have the carrot on top of the herring, or you have the pickle on the carrot on fish, or the pickle on the... He just popped the pickle, he popped the carrot. So the Ramah brings down that if you're making a bracha on the tafel before the ikar, it's a bracha shahakal. Mishra brings down the Magram, it says, Harbi chilk lamazah. You know, Ramah says, I'm like, Shem Chalik, from Chilik Vazah. And he says that, now which, he says that if you have, if there are different brachas, he says, not so pashat, that, they make a, he says, then the Chalik make a bracha, rak bracha, really. That if it's different brachas to say that you don't make a bracha eating first, make a teisa. Therefore, he says, Achila toiv lemnoi legam melecha latafel kan leker. If it's two different brachas, he says, Achila, one should make sure not to eat the tafel before the ikar, because you're getting so involved in the safar brachas, and therefore you should not eat one before the other one. Yeah, so how would you do by those chocolate-covered nuts or chocolate-covered whatever raisins, things like that? The question is, what type of bracha does one make? So basically, it seems to be a vikuach, but you look at it as two separate machalim, like similar to the similar to like we said, like a sandwich over there, like samaches, and therefore. Maybe you have to make two brachas. That's how Moshe went. Shemazam, and most places can go. But it's attached. It's all on my chalom. Look at that. It's two separate machalom. And you make a brach, whatever the rave is. You know, if it's rave chocolate, it's rave chocolate. If rave nuts, it's rave nuts. And you have to figure out what's considered rave in order to go and make a brach. So you want to Rishon Gimel. Rishon Gimel handles in terms of being moist to somebody and something in brachas. It's very interesting. It comes out. The Chabar Sita is everything besides passing the yain is based on the Lashon Gemara that you could pat here without a seba, but you have to have yeshiva. Passing yain is more chamer. This passing yain needs a saber, not doing mitzvah to somebody. And everything else would need yeshiva. Then, what Rabbi says, nowadays we don't do a saber, so therefore, since we don't have a saber, so basically passing yain and shadar are very similar, that basically yeshiva works, shalei yeshiva would not work. That's shita zimachab. Our ma holds that the only thing which passing yain is chashav, a saber helps, or yeshiva, but everything else, it doesn't help us save a yeshiva. So it comes out going to Ramah, that when do you usually moitzi somebody in brachas? What's the scenario?
Safek bracha.
No? Safek brachas. But according to Ramah, they're not saying it like an avodah yotza. Not yotza, it's not, And then Ozer Maho is that everything says in the Sefer doesn't help. Only he holds bad Sefer doesn't help. Yeah, so the Maisa is only Chachila B'diavad. The Maisa Mishru, you're going to be done. B'diavad, it does work. I'm saying it's only Chachila B'diavad, it does work. But you have to realize, if you move to somebody in Safar Brachas, it's very B'diavad. Because according to the Ramah, that's it sounds like Le'aseh helps, and you can really make a Kriya, so B'diavad.
It's Mamish Lechachila B'diavad, or like the Mitzayim and the Ravid, that the Ravid does, he's Choshish, or Das Yachid.
There's no Chalikas for the Yitzir in the hat. Sorry, and Kusamachas is Machlekas with the Yitzir not, or Kusam Zion, sorry. If you don't have a Kvias, but yeah, but well, the Yitzir, but I'll restrain and hold that you're not Yitzir without a Kvias. So, therefore, you know, Zayf Sar Brachas, you're right to doing Sar Brachas. So, I guess the best of your alternatives, but I'll restrain and hold that you're not Yitzir without a Kvias. But because, so it's important that one has to have a Kvias. It's been a Gab by pass, for example. You have to have a kvias in order to do moisture somebody. Sometimes, what's called a kvias? So you're both sitting. Sometimes, like, you watch, it takes everyone in the family a long time to sit down. And, I don't know, maybe wife is more like, you know, preparing this, preparing that, getting the salad ready. So that's supposed to be sitting down when you make the bracha. In order to be a kvias, it's supposed to be that she's doing the yeshiva, and the chila, everyone should be sitting down in order to make a kvias.
Why do people stand by
Kiddush? So instead of standing by Kiddush, so in Ritz Adik Vav Machar brings down that. I'm Avdala Miyasha, we do Miyasha. Why do I do Miyasha? It's like in the Shabura, because we might see somebody, you have to do a Kvias, and standing is not Kvias. That's Chad Machar. Ramah says, Yeshar Mumma, this is my Avdala, you do standing. Why? Because since it's Alvayas Amelach, Imam Lumumad. And in Kvias Sagi, that they're all standing together in order to be Yitzi, since the Kavayin Gilets is the Perks of Dalla, that helps also for the Perks of Yayin. But it has to be like they're like standing together. And so the Mechaber holds that you have to do with sitting because of this problem, because of the Kviz issue. And the Ramah holds the same, it says Darkai to Malava standing up, therefore that's the reason we do it, but it has to be in a Tzura of Santeva of Kviz.
There's different menhagim, or there's.
Chaverma, I'm saying. Now, kape kiddush and rishon al saviyud. It says you say vechul mamad ve meze berpregim begafen. Yochal b'shas kiddush yes of yeshiv. I'm having Zandi last stand. This is better to sit because why? Because it's kishmak b'sudas better to sit. And this is a case. It's a different reason. Since you're patting somebody else, bein kavius. It has to be a kvias, sheik from biyachad, and you have yeshiva is called a kvias. So therefore, everyone has to be sitting down. Toyv zor b'le chachila. Toyv tim zor chachila. That should be sitting. A kaponim tzach liyzor sheik from shem atz biyachad beizakit shkilotzes. Should be together. Vloishu frizim v'rad ma'ach ma'achad ha'ay ne'enin. So let me make a kvias klal. It has to be that they're like together. We're sitting all over the place. That's not going to be considered a kvias. So that has to be. Do you have the chariot yet, either way? I mean, the kriyas, but the chachila, that's what that has to be.
Still has a minute.
Do the minute. Yeah. Fine. So, no, we'll just be sacking in terms of what kriyas. The mechaber holds everything kriyas works. Ramah holds pas and yayin works kriyas. He says yayin, he says that there are some mufakrik that bizman azad doesn't work because. In the when I nizer, I'm gonna have to. Used to be the what's the reason I pass works because the kaveya, so now I'll pass. But nowadays, that they're not kaveya, so halayin. So therefore, maybe it shouldn't be considered kvias. Therefore, we know there are some which are chalkim on that. Then he brings down. Batsam, someone which has a kvias is better to be waiting somebody in the kvias because that's raivam. Brings on Kamduma Megahenu that no one's Mitzi his friend at all. Why? Even though it's not going to din, because they're not Bucky to be Mitzi. Since they're not Bucky to be Mitzi, therefore that's the reason why the Minig is not that people do it, because even though there's a Melech or Rebbe Majesh Melech, but since people aren't have concentration issues, so therefore that's the reason why Bibana said that's the Minig. Fine. So Beis brings down that you have to have a mind to raise to somebody. The Mavarach and the Sparach both have to have a mind to be Moitzi. It says, Mash Yim Brachas Darbon and Mitzvah Skavano. We don't have a quirk about it, but it has Mitzvah Skavano even on Darbon. Now, there is a Shachar Harav which says that on Brachas Darbon, we pass him with the other Mitzvahs, don't see his Tony Kavana. So that's the guy next to you made a shackle. He did not mind to be Yitzi. He heard him make a shackle. It's like the grass that it's going to come back in 5 minutes. It's going to be available. I'll take it. Zuckergrass.
Can you back in 5 minutes? It's the middle of the year.
Zuckergrass.
Okay.
Zuckergrass that you automatically eat it. It's only Kavana under abundance. Therefore, the guest first aimer. The Chaz makes a bracha. So, according to the Grass, you eat it. Because it's only Kavana and you're the bracha. And if a Shachan Rav says, you have to have always a Kavana Hapach. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. The Mice Middle Gun was not to be chishes for the grass. Like in Israel, like in Astam, it's because of the Kabbalah Hapach. But there's an interesting Shachar Harav.
I thought they brought down that that since the Minigav people don't usually are not Mitzi one another.
They're forced like a Kabbalah Hapach, yeah, along those lines.
Even like the grass.
Yeah, now there is an interesting Shai Tshuva that can I be Mitzi if I'm making a Alam Mechia? I'm doing, let's say, wine and cake, and you're only doing cake, can I be Mitzi you? Do you say that. It's different Nusra Bracha, the other parts to it, or each one can take out a thing, what they need to have. And therefore, as to say, each one can take out what they need to have, and therefore it's okay. So Shai Tshuva says, then I might say, you could be do it. It's okay, and you can go ahead and do it okay. Shmuzan was taking one step later. Let's say you're making Al Mecha, I'm making Al Agafa and Al Paris. So can you make the Bracha, and I'll just add in my words by my parts. And Shuzamati is, he says that that's something which would work. One last case over here is that, let's say I ask somebody who makes me a bracha, and he makes the wrong bracha. Like he makes a shakal instead of like a eitz, it's with the avid. Or you have somebody by Shabbat brachas, and gets up there, he makes like the wrong bracha. So the question is, do you say like a kanisha, you know, I made you to make the right bracha, not the wrong bracha? Or you say it's no, it's the place I'm saying that case Zahar Tzvi and others from Zaman that Shua says Maisa that one would you have a right to go ahead and make your own bracha. You don't have to, but you have a right to go ahead and say I don't want to be able to do that bracha, and that's not what I'm mind for. And if we could go
ahead. What's the other option? He made the wrong
he made shackle.
Oh.
So do you say automatically it works with this show up to?
Reish Tev Zion Beit.
I'll just catch up a little bit over here. So Reish Tev discusses the bracha, which is not a scratch mark, it's not a bracha. So you have to know what's considered a bracha in order to be made. So the Vayne Gay, you know, you have a guy, when I was younger, it's Davin, and there's a girl who made a Sash Mochavit, like they start at 7, they're done 8:45, 8:50, so they have a Kiddush every week. So kids are, they used to have like a Kiddush. So the guy used to make Kiddush, like, he said, like, say, Vishamra was like very slow. And then Sabrib, maybe I got fan, like, he missed all the words afterwards. So, to know, you know, which words are makiv, which words aren't makiv, when you're immigrating to somebody, So, which comes out from Yeshidal, it is that Baruch is makiv, and Ata is not. Hashem Elokeinu, you have to have one of the shame. The Baruch of Hashem Elokeinu is not okay. Therefore, you have to have one of them. You have to have Malchus. So it says, what happens even though you only, if you skip Tevis Olam, you have to go back because the Melech Chabad is next to the Malchus. Shurim is a Mitzvah Safik, the Berelacha. It's more to say the Melech, HaMelech, when do they Melech is going to be Makiv?
Olam also, right?
What do you say?
Olam.
Yeah. So you say HaMelech is not going to be Chazer, but we don't do that. And then they have to have, you know, right paragraph and right B8, whatever it is, you know, that also would be Makif. But if you just miss one of the Shem of Malchus, one of the Shem, sorry, and or you just missed the Atta, then you are okay. I'm going to get answering Amen. So it says if you hear, you saw him making a bracha, so you know you need the whole thing. So you have to go ahead and answer Amen. Even in a chayv in the bracha, you have to end something. If the mevarich is like a karis or kus yirakinik, or then you don't have to answer. You don't have to answer a main. So when again make a bracha on a pekaris. Yes, one second. Yeah, so because you have to. Now, again, so maybe that's a main beside the chiyah that here a bracha. The person has a chiyah to pronounce the chiyah to go ahead and answer amen. Yeah. So now, how much you have to hear in order to you have to hear it? So, Mishra brings down. Shema Yechmi Salam Baruch Avishlam Kula. So Mishra brings down. You heard the Skar Shashem. And Sefer Bracha, you have to answer Amen. So Yis Paiskim, I feel like Loishem Rakas Sefer Bracha, you have to answer Amen. That if you only hear the Chesed Bracha, you have to answer Amen. If he's not Chai Adam, even going to Rishon Zmeida, that if you know which Bracha, then you have to answer. So because you have two Shitas, whether if you have to hear like basically the Shem Anan, or just the Chesed Zon is enough. And if you know which Bracha, that would be enough in order to answer Amen. A shaila is if you hear Amen on a telephone. So do you answer Amen or hear Amen on a video? So does one answer Amen or not? So what's he said a shaila? So shaila is mitzalecha. Could be you're hearing it, right? And you know what bracha that what they're making the bracha. So if you know a bracha, they're making a bracha, and you hear it, so that you should answer Amen. There is a need that maybe Ula Yish L'chalik, the pshat is that when you're hearing it live, or you hear, you know what it is, that's one thing. But the Maisa, if it's a situation where like through like a machine or through a hearing aid, pshat is not clearly actually hearing the actual thing. So over there, therefore maybe be different. Yeah. Now, besides if you're alone, you have to answer Amen. So, basically, the person come out, if you're in a different room, then you're not mamish there, and it's a you definitely don't have to, even be in the same room. The side, the other one answering Amen is like a bazillion, you know, whatever. If you're a person like Sigamid, there's Eish Lavram, which handles like Sigamid's a part of a mitzvah, which is a little bit shrek, because we don't have like a mitzvah. The Shiva Living Testament Gemara, let's say that my service from a free learning, you would not have to answer Amen. Maybe Amen Ishmi Rabba and Kash Gdush, maybe if you're in the same room you have to. But if you're in a different like room, then the Maisa one would not have to. I'll give him stuff for me next time, maybe.
In the same room,
for sure, you have to answer Kedusha, Minesh, Mirabah. In a different room, so then it's much more calm. But some of the stairs, you don't have to answer. Even though it says in Chishabaz, the Mapsik, Kaveh Kedusha, that means you're allowed to do it. Because that Mamish, like, Mamish, Echiev.
And Stam, I mean, you won't have to answer in that room?
What do you say?
I mean, if
you're not learning, saying. A bracha, yes. If you're not learning, then you should answer a bracha. But if you're learning, it's going to show you. Wait, Dami is going to show you. So then we will not have to do it.